This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. A man was shot and killed on a SEPTA subway train last night in what police are describing as an act of self-defense. KYW's Connor Barcon reports from police headquarters.
Police say this all started when an 18-year-old attacked another passenger on board a northbound Broad Street Line train near the Girard Station. Investigators reviewed surveillance video showing the 18-year-old pacing back and forth before hitting the other man in the head and knocking him to the ground. That's when police say the licensed gun owner shot his attacker in self-defense. The attacker-turned-gunshot victim was brought to the hospital by police where he died. Philadelphia Police Inspector D.F. Pace says the man who pulled the trigger is being treated for injuries.
Based on what we see so far, we're investigating this as a case of an individual that was attempting to save himself from further serious bodily injury.
Police say the shooter tracked down officers after the incident and told them what happened. The district attorney's office will ultimately determine whether or not to file charges. At police headquarters, Connor Barcon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police are investigating a shooting inside a North Philly barber shop this morning. It happened just before 10 o'clock at a barber shop on Germantown Avenue near Allegheny. Authorities say an adult man was shot and rushed by private car to the hospital. His condition still has not been released. Investigators trying to find suspects and determine what the motive could have been. Police are looking for the person they say shot and killed a man in North Philadelphia last night. Officers called to Woodstock and Diamond Streets around 11 o'clock. They found a 35-year-old man shot in the back of the head. He was rushed to the hospital, died a couple hours later. Homicide detectives now leading the investigation. So far, no arrests have been made. A former elementary school teacher in Delaware was arrested after police say he inappropriately touched students on numerous occasions. Here is KYW's Sonny Morgan.
57-year-old Vincent Buckwash is the man officials say was inappropriate with students in his role as a teacher in Wilmington. Delaware State Police launched an investigation in May 2024 after school officials and family services reported incidents of Buckwash touching students. Officials say the Red Clay Consolidated School District removed Buckwash from the school and he retired 2 months later. Detectives learned through investigation that during the 2023-2024 school year, Buckwash touched 5 students on multiple occasions. Police say he turned himself in Thursday and was released on bond. Buckwash faces several charges, including sexual abuse of a child. Officials say the investigation is still active and asks anyone who may be a victim or has information to contact Delaware State Police or Delaware Crime Stoppers. Sunny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Health officials in Burlington County closing a Delanco dog park. This after a raccoon that was killed by a dog there earlier this week tested positive for rabies. KYW's Nigel Thompson has more.
Officials say the raccoon was killed by a dog on Tuesday near the small dog run at Pennington Park. The raccoon's remains were sent to the Burlington County Health Department, and the positive result for rabies came back Thursday. As a precaution, authorities are keeping the small dog run in Pennington Park closed until Tuesday, August 19th. They're also asking anyone who was scratched or bitten by a raccoon in recent days at Pennington Park to contact the Burlington County Health Department. They also ask the same if their pet recently came in contact with a raccoon at the park. At this time, authorities do not have any further reports of a human or pet coming into contact with the raccoon. Officials say the dog that killed the raccoon was vaccinated against rabies and had received a booster shot. The owner was also given post-rabies exposure treatment as a precaution. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A former chef for the Philadelphia Eagles cooking up a new recipe book, and just in time for football season. It's called Kickoff Kitchen and features 64 recipes, two for each NFL team representing the food culture of each respective city. Author Tim Lopez was first chef with the Eagles for 14 years.
What is the food that, if you're there, you either A, have to have it, or B, it's just such, it's so tied to that city where those stadiums are and where those fan bases are that, you know, it's quintessential. It's something they always eat. There was never a cookbook like this.
Lopez, who now teaches culinary arts at Massbaum High School in Kensington, has an appetizer and entree for each NFL team. Philly selections, cheesesteak egg rolls, and an Italian Philly roast pork sandwich.
I think football fans will love this book because it's non-traditional football food with some traditional thrown in.
But Lopez says you don't have to be a football fan to enjoy this book. Kickoff Kitchen hits stores on August 26th. In sports, the Eagles losing their second preseason game against the Browns, 22-13. KYW's Dave Uram has more from the link.
Rookie second-round pick safety Drew Macuba had a stellar preseason debut after not playing the first preseason game because he was bouncing back from a shoulder injury. Macuba had a 75-yard pick six and a fumble recovery for the Eagles. Presumably, there's been a competition for a starting safety spot in camp. Third-year safety Sidney Brown has practiced a lot with the ones, and Cooper DeJean's got safety work too, but Macuba certainly was impressive in this game. Meantime, rookie first-round linebacker Jihad Campbell had a sack. The corner competition continued with Adoree Jackson, Keely Ringo, and Ja'Corian Bennett all playing. And in regards to the third-string quarterback competition, neither Dorian Thompson-Robinson or Kyle McCord had a noticeably productive day, but McCord did throw a touchdown pass to Anaiah Smith. Thompson-Robinson threw a pick six. Reporting from Lincoln Financial Field, Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And Dave, by the way, is looking forward to those cheesesteak egg rolls in the new cookbook. And that's the All Local. I'm Jay Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.